Welcome back to Pulse Wave, the podcast dedicated to Game Boy music that's better than it has any right to be. That's my catchphrase. I am your host, Vasilkadia. And that song that you just heard was, let me go back to my spreadsheet, from the game Aharimanada, which is a sumo wrestling game released in 1993 for the Game Boy, composed by Hidekazu Hirano. Hidekazu Hirano. He composed for 3 Ranma 1/2 games in the Super Famicom, and that was about it. Another game called The Last Battle. Couldn't find much information on him, as is sort of standard practice at this point. So, hey, welcome back. We're back. It's been months, and that's fine, because it's my podcast. The theme of this episode is the best of no batteries, which is an extremely selfish self-promotion thing I'm doing here, where I'm picking the best and my favorite songs from my blog, No Batteries. You can find it at nobatteries.rodeo, where my goal is to play through all of the Game Boy games in alphabetical order, because it's funny, and I'll never, ever finish it. I've done about 30-ish, 35 games, and I picked my favorite music. So, obviously, most of these are going to start with either a number or the letter A. If you want to know a fair amount of detail about the games I've listed here, go to nobatteries.rodeo. Isn't that a good URL? Anyway, I'm not going to talk a bunch about the games, but suffice to say, this is a sumo game based on a manga slash anime, and it's a good game. It's really good, and it's got just killer, killer music. Next up, let us go to the very next song. This is from Zoop, released in 1995 on the Game Boy, composed by Eric Swanson, and this is one of the stage songs. Isn't that an absolutely bizarre song? It has such weird tempo issues, and I honestly don't know if that's an emulation issue or an error or if it's on purpose. I just have no idea, but I like how strange it is. So that is from Zoop, a puzzle game released in 1995, composed by Eric Swanson, and it's just one of the stage songs. You get to pick your music, and, you know, doesn't really matter. This was already in the puzzle games episode, hilariously, with a different song, but I had played it on No Batteries, which is probably why I thought of it for that one. Still a terrible game. But yeah, weirdly good music. Eric Swanson, I already talked about him, so if you want to go listen to the puzzle games episode, you can get some more background. I'm not going to repeat myself. So let's go into the next song. This is from 4-in-1 Fun Pack, composed by Marshall Parker, released in 1992, and the song is the Reversi title screen. That was from 4-in-1 Fun Pack, composed by Marshall Parker. Another odd song. You sit on the reversey title screen for maybe 2 or 3 seconds before just going into the game, and the game itself doesn't have any music. So it's just kind of an interesting thing to have composed a 2-plus-minute song for something you'll probably just be on for a few minutes. 4-in-1 Fun Pack is as it sounds, a set of board games. It's backgammon, reversey, checkers, and chess. Again, just go read the blog. It's not that interesting, but I make it very interesting through my incredible sense of humor. Composer Marshall Parker is very prolific. He worked for Beam Software, which, if you played a bunch of Game Boy Color games, you probably recognize the name. I'm kind of surprised he hasn't come up before. Works for Ubisoft now, doing Assassin's Creed music. You know, whatever. Still working in the industry, apparently, though, which is kind of cool. So, but yeah, there you go. There was a 4-in-1 Fun Pack 2, which I also cover, which didn't have as good of music. So that one, same composer, but not quite as good this time. So, well. Next up, let's listen to Action Man, Search for Base X. Again, it's one of the stages. I'm going to be honest with you, kind of stopped looking up what songs these were on a lot of these because it doesn't really matter that much often. Anyway, game was released in 2001. Composer was Iku Mizutani. And yeah, let's go ahead and listen. Man, Search for Base X by Iku Mizutani. Hilariously, I had forgotten that this came up 2 episodes ago on the episode of Games Based on Toys, so you can go listen to that. Iku Mizutani has also come up quite a few times, so there you go. Yeah, not a great game. Definitely a knockoff. Like, well, not an, it's sort of Contra. Whatever. Go read the blog. or listen to the toys episode, because I talk a little bit more about the toys there. But yeah, great song. Killer song. Love that one. Next up, this one's a little funny. We're going to listen to Kid Dracula by Akiko Ito, released in 1993. This is stage one. And if you are familiar with Castlevania music as a whole, you may recognize this tune. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I will tell you what it is afterwards. Also, I have not played this for the blog yet, so this is just a little preview. I will be playing Kid Dracula for the next game because of the Japanese name starting with A. But yeah, enjoy. Thank you. That was from Kid Dracula, released in 1993, composed by Akiko Ito. That is stage one. Hilariously, to me anyway, this is essentially a major key rendition of stage one from Castlevania III, also known as Beginnings, one of the most famous Castlevania songs. It's very funny. I think it's very funny. Kid Dracula is sort of a parody game of Castlevania, kind of like how Parodius is a parody of Gradius. Gradius? And yeah, you know what? It's a decent game. It's cute. It introduces Gallimoth, who would show up in Symphony of the Night, which is very funny to me how that made it into canon. Yeah, it's just a cute little game. Akiko Ito did Game Boy versions of a couple of NES, Konami NES games like Parodius and Poppin' Twin B. But that was about all I could find. So yeah, not really sure what else this person has done. But that's okay. Next up, we're going to listen to another Castlevania game. This is Castlevania Legends, released in 1997 for the Game Boy, composed by Kaoru Okada and Yoichi Iwata. And this is the ending song from that game. Thank you. That was the ending music from Castlevania Legends, released in 1997, composed by Kaoru Okada and Yoichi Iwata. I sure hope I looped that right. It's kind of a confusing loop because there's an intro that doesn't get repeated. So if I didn't loop that right, sorry. The game itself is, as I would describe it, a middling Castlevania game with some non-linearity. It's not that good. Music's pretty good, though. Especially this ending song I thought was complex and interesting. The composers, Kaoru Okada, had some weird credits. My favorite was synthesizer operator on Children of Mana. I just liked that. Yuichi Iwata was part of the sound staff on Symphony of the Night, was a guitarist for poppin' music. Both of these people had like odd credits. But were apparently involved with Konami for a little bit. Children of Mana is not Konami, is it? But Symphony of the Night and poppin' music, I believe, is. So there you go. But yeah. Not a great game, pretty good music. It also has a remix of another Castlevania song. I think Bloody Tears. It might also be Castlevania 3 Beginnings, I'm not sure. That'll probably show up on the leftovers because I think it's funny. Next up, we're going to listen to 3D Ultra Pinball : Thrill Ride. This was released in 2000 on the Game Boy Color, composed by Tim Clark and redone for the Game Boy by Alistair Brimble and Will Davis. The song is Kissing Tower, ? I'll explain later why I can't figure out what that means. That was Kissing Tower from 3D Ultra Pinball Thrill Ride. This is a game I could not get to work on any emulator. It seems like it'd be fine. It is a port of a PC game, but the reason I can't figure out why it's Kissing Tower is because A, I'm lazy. B, I couldn't get the game to work. But based on minimal research that I cared to do, the game was a pinball game based on Hershey's Thrill Ride or something like that. Like a Hershey's themed theme park, which I swear to God I went to as a child, but I just have a vague memory of a weird smelling chocolate. Anyway, maybe I should have done my research, but I'm more interested in the musicians, honestly. Tim Clark did music for a number of Sierra Interactive games, which this was a Sierra Interactive game that includes the Incredible Machine series, starting at 2, which is a game that has pretty good music. Alistair Brimble showed up in in previous episodes doing Ghosts and Goblins and Flintstones Burger Time in Bedrock. Definitely going to show up again. Very prolific. Will Davis, his first time showing up here, did a lot of original music, but notably a bunch of conversions for the Game Boy Advance. I got to tell you, Will Davis and Alistair Brimble worked on the Doom conversion for Game Boy Advance, which has abominable music. It's like they took the songs and chopped them into parts and rearranged them on accident and then put them in the wrong levels. It is really bad. But everything else they did seems to have been fine. So, you know, that's good. But yeah, honestly, you should go listen to the Doom Game Boy Advance OST because it's a nightmare if you're familiar with the Doom music. And if you're not, it's just not very good. It's kind of funny in that way. But yeah, so there you go. 3D Ultra Pinball Thrill Ride. I like saying that name and I can't play that game. Next up, we're going to listen to Afterburst, composed by Atsuhiro Motoyama. This is one of the stage songs. That was from Afterburst, released in 1990 on the Game Boy. Very early release, and it shows, but it's actually a great game. Go read my blog post on nobatteries.rodeo about it. But it is a genuinely great game, I thought. This was from one of the stages. There's a ton of stages, and you know it's hard to really identify where it appears first if you're just skipping around the YouTube video, but suffice to say, great song though. The composer did quite a few things I should say. The one that popped out to me was Umihara Kawase, which we did an episode on for Super Nintendo Exploration Squad, the other podcast I run, so you can listen to some of the music in that podcast and we talk about it at greater length. But yeah, I really like this song. I like all of the music in Afterburst pretty much. For an early game, it has fairly complex music that's fairly long. Most of the very early stuff is, you know, bleepy bloopy, like not the kind of music that I feature on here regularly. So yeah, and I just really can't sing the praises of that game enough. It's especially considering the time and place, it's a really cool game. Good to put an hour or two into. So next up, we are going to listen to one of the stage songs from Air Force Delta, released in 2000 on the Game Boy Color, composed by Matthew Simmons. We'll be right back. That was Air Force Delta, released in 2000, composed by Matthew Simmons. What a killer tune. Love it, love it, love it, love it. This is an airplane shooty-shoot game. It looks great, kind of boring. It is a Dreamcast game. It's actually our second Dreamcast game that was converted to Game Boy Color after Anima Star, which was on Episode 6, the theme of which I can't remember. Oh, ports, right. That would make sense. So, yeah, kind of a weird little niche to occupy. Go read my blog post about it to get a better sense of what the game's like. Matthew Simmons has done a ton of stuff, just a ton, like very prolific composer, has been doing stuff for PC lately. The ones that stood out to me, stood out because I know those games, and they're actually smaller games. One of them was Fuck Space. Excuse my profanity, I guess, by Cactus, who we're not going to talk too much about, and Digital, A Love Story, by Christine Love, who, yeah, I mean, I don't know, these smaller indie games, specifically Digital Love Story, that kind of struck me as neato, like this kind of neat connection between a person is in my circle and like this sort of smaller indie game that was very formative at the time. So yeah, neat stuff. So there you go. Great. That's just a great tune though. I love it. Air Force Delta will almost certainly show up again in Leftovers because I had like 3 songs and it was really hard to choose. So next is our second to last song. This is from Aerostar by Dota Ando. It was released in 1991 for the Game Boy, and this is its stage music. Go figure. That was from Aerostar, a fun little, that's a more traditional shmup game, except you're driving a car, which is also a plane that also jumps and has to be on a road at all times unless it's jumping. Pretty neat game. Go read that. I'm going to stop saying it. So Dota Ando has shown up before, but not on a Game Boy game, actually. He did the composition for Innsmouth no Yakata for the Virtual Boy. So go listen to the Virtual Boy episode if you really want to know more about him. He's very prolific up until the PSP era, in which he just disappears from my radar, but is probably doing something amazing. So, but yeah, so we're up to the last song. So I'm going to do my little housekeeping. Thank you, of course, for listening. Thanks to Zofar.net for ripping all of this music. I've noticed some big holes in the library, unfortunately, doing this episode, so I may need to find another solution, but, I mean, it's mostly complete, which is great. You can follow me on Twitter at PulseWavePod, where I probably will tweet this episode and nothing else. You can download all of these songs as MP3s from the link in the description, and if you like the sound of my voice, check out the podcast I do with my friends about Super Nintendo games, which will be releasing a new episode soon. It's called the Super Nintendo Exploration Squad. Check it out at snes.zone. And the Co-op Games podcast I co-host, Co-op Button, which you can just Google Co-op Button Podcast, or it's Coop Button on Twitter. And thanks for, you know, I don't know, waiting around. These will probably be sporadic as I'm able to build playlists. I had a big burst at the beginning finding some of the low-hanging fruit, and now it's a little bit harder to find stuff, but I've got a new solution for listening to music on mobile and building playlists and then transferring it to my computer. Like, I spent some time making this easier for me. Now it's just a matter of coming up with themes and digging through the library. So that's it. So let's listen to this last song. This is from Otto's Ottafanten, Baby Bruno's Nightmare, which actually showed up all the way in episode 1, I believe. Episode 2. This is an early game I played on No Batteries. Actually, I played the prototype version of this game called The Adventures of Pinocchio. And the first thing that stood out to me was the incredible music. This is how I found out about Alberto Jose Gonzalez, the composer for this, who I have sung the praises of multiple times and will not go into again, but just, you know, AJG, always on my, my top MVP list. So this song is called Welcome to Hell, which is a sort of terrifying, and it's a nice long one to end on. So enjoy, and I will see you next time, whenever next time maybe.